Yes, so my name is Adam Stjernius, and I'm the creative director and lead game designer at Wishfully. And here with me is my co-director,
Claes Eriksson, and I'm also the scriptwriter for Planet of Lana.
That's right. And so we're making a game called Planet of Lana, and it's a side-scrolling sci-fi puzzle adventure where you play this young girl called Lana. She's 11 years old, and she's forced out on this epic adventure with a mission to save her big sister that's been taken away by this invading robot army. And you do that together with this cute little creature that you come across, Mui, and together you go out on this adventure.
I love Mui.
Oh, thanks.
So do we.
Yeah, we really wanted to create, you know, that's what we think is fresh and what we're bringing fresh to the genre, is really this companion-based mechanics. And we were asked quite often, like, can you play as Mui? Can you play cooperatively? But we really didn't want that. It was a very conscious decision from the get-go, because we want to create that kind of special bond that you can have in real life with a dog.
Okay.
So it's really, the game is really about also the relationship between Lana and Mui and how that unfolds. And then, of course, as well, the main mission of finding her sister and, you know, realizing why the robots have come to this planet and, you know, figuring it all out. And yeah, and we're a small studio based in Sweden, in Gothenburg. And we're around 18 people working on the game right now. And yeah, it's actually our first game that we're making, and we've been doing it for 5 years now,
yeah.
So a long time coming.
Yeah, awesome.
And me and Adam have been working together. We've known each other since we were like 12,
oh, okay.
And we've been working together almost since like high school, so it's a long time coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we're also coming from a background in film and animation before. Yeah, and several of us in the studio has that background, and we think, you know, sometimes it's quite nice to come in with fresh eyes. Also, you have a lot of experience from a different field, and then you come into games with that, you know, kind of sense of discovery. And yeah, it's been great, and I think all the experience that we brought has really impacted like the way we create games a lot.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, for sure, and it also like opens up a lot of possibilities as well. Like, I think, you know, you come in like you're really used to a linear, super linear format, and then like all of a sudden you have this interactive element to sort of add to the mix, and it's been so much fun. And now we're hooked. We don't want to do anything else ever again, I don't think, so. Yeah.
No, that's correct.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so first question. You said you are on this alien planet. There are buildings and machinery which look kind of mysterious. How did you get all these ideas for this world?
I mean, it's really been a mix of different things. We're definitely inspired by Studio Ghibli, and especially Miyazaki in his films, like Spirited Away and Ponyo and Totoro in these films. But it's also a mix of, you know, games that we grew up with as kids. I grew up with games like Another World and Flashback and Oddworld and these games. And yeah, it's just a mix of inspirations. There's also like modern games, of course, like indie games like Limbo and Inside. And yeah,
okay.
It's a mix of films, games, and, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
And for you?
Yeah. What was the question again?
So I guess I came in.
Adam painted this beautiful key art here that we've really been using since the beginning. And like, for me, it was really a matter of like seeing that, like, it just evokes so many questions to me. Like, you know, it's okay, where is this place, first of all? Who is this girl? Who's this little monkey creature thing that she's with? What's this robot? What does it want? And like, coming at it from a story perspective, I think that was the first jumping off point for me, like just trying to answer all these questions. And then like us discussing that together, and like, and that really is the foundation of like, you know, where I came at. And then like Adam said, like so many inspirations from like, you know, games and movies and stuff that we played. I'm a huge Miyazaki fan as well.
Okay.
On the game side for me, because I'm very sort of focused on the storytelling in the game, like because I'm the writer and obviously co-directing. I'm a huge Final Fantasy fan, like Final Fantasy VII. Yeah,
no,
it's
I
like my, it's my whole childhood, that game. And like one of my favorite things about that game is like how, like they're telling such a like deep, immersive story with such little means, you know what I mean? Like it's just like these little like really blocky polygon like, you know, characters, and but like you really feel for them the whole like game. And
yeah,
that was a huge inspiration for me. It's like, okay, like you can actually tell a really complex emotional story with pretty simple means.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a really good jumping off point for me, like a reference that I can sort of relate to.
Yeah.
So second question, what is or was the most difficult part in developing Planet of Lana?
I mean, there's been so many things that's been difficult on this journey, I would say. I mean, I think we're just so lucky that we were able to, because this is our first game, so it took a few years before we got funding. So we did it in our spare time. We're quite a few like founders of the studio. and we were able to do other jobs on the side and then work on this game. But it really enabled us to have like a more than 2 years of pre-production where we could really try out stuff, you know, and get the puzzle design and the game mechanics just right. And also just, you know, converting this concept art that we did, and that's because we wanted this hand-painted feel, but just having time to experimenting and finding this like 2.5D look that we have now, which is kind of like a mix between 3D and 2D, but still keeping this hand-painted look. So yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of difficult things, but I think just it's also been such a journey, and as we've said that to each other so many times, that we've just done this. What drives us forward is just we get to work with so talented people every day, and it's just so fun seeing like everyone in the team and how they participate and adds to, like, creatively to the product. It's just been a really nice journey. What do you think has been the most like challenging thing?
Yeah, I think I was thinking about it as you was sort of talking, and I like one of the things definitely like coming from film is that you're so much more in control in film, you know what I mean? Like it's like the difference between building an actual world in video games to like building like a set piece of a world in movies, you know? And like you can jump in time and like you can curate the world in a completely different way. In a video game, you literally have to build a whole world, like, you know? And then you have to account for the fact that someone might be stuck for like 20 minutes somewhere and it still has to be engaging and like immersive and fun, you know? And things like music, you know, like all of a sudden you have this interactive aspect to like how you're directing with music and like bringing that whole thing in. Like you have to like sort of layer it and take that time aspect into account as well, of like you can't just go like, all right, when Lana comes here the music will come in there and then like, you know, it'll be like right on this beat. It's like, no, you have to always keep that interactive element in mind, and like hugely challenging but so much fun.
Yeah. And final question, what part of the game are you really proud of?
I mean, yeah, speaking for myself, I think I'm so proud of so many things. And I'm so proud of the whole team, and really, and just, it's just been so amazing, like having this, like from the start when it was just an image and an idea, and just getting to experience this journey of like more and more people coming onto the team and how they add things to the creative process and to the game, and how it's just gotten so much better because of all these like very talented people that has and is working on the game. I think that's, I'm very proud of that, and I'm very proud of how we managed to come to where we're at now.
Yeah, for sure. Look, everything Adam said, it's like that's my answer as well, but I will say as well, because I like just bringing it up, and it's like the music, we're just so happy with our soundtrack from the very talented Takeshi Furukawa, who came on board. Like, he actually got in touch with us, which was like huge. He saw this key art as well. I guess it evoked some questions in his mind too, and he sort of got in touch, and it was like a dream. Like, we couldn't believe, like, you know, the composer of The Last Guardian, like, you know, jumping on board.
Yeah.
And then that process, and for me as well, because like music is a big part of the story as well. It actually plays into both gameplay and story. And so just to be able to work with someone like him who like sort of really got that straight away and like, you know, starting that collaboration, it's just been so awesome. But like Adam said, everyone's awesome.